Welcome to another episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, where we focus on building better businesses. I believe in order to be the best leader that you can be, you must be willing to be the first follower and have a servant mentality when you're in a leadership position. If you want to be the best leader that you possibly can be sure to stay tuned and listen to industry leaders and hear how they built winning cultures in their own businesses. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tactical Friday. Y'all heard from them this past Monday, and they are back, Roger and Marcus, to share more with us about rising, grinding, and repeating. Gents, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Zach. Thanks for having us back.
Man, I am so excited because, you know, we were talking about so much passion, so much purpose, so much that goes into this toothpaste that I really want to get that really strong. This is why this product is going to succeed. Part of this conversation going. And Marcus, I want to start off with you, man. I know you have so much passion in everything you're doing. Tell us, like, where's the true value of this product? Like, where do you see, like, this is why? Obviously, you bought into this because you believe that mission and vision that Roger's bringing to it. How much does that keep you motivated as somebody that is buying into somebody else's product? They're buying into somebody else's mission a little bit. How has that kept you motivated into this product is like the thing that is going to be awesome?
So for me, when I found, well, when Roger and I connected, I realized that grind oral care has the potential to be a disruptor in an industry. Anytime you have a phenomenal product that can be a disruptor, like an Amazon, like a Tesla, like a Facebook, any of these things that I feel are not following the pack, that's what's going to make this successful, because Roger's done a lot of research and development, a lot of market study, a lot of different angles to figure out what people like, don't like. And again, the big three are still doing this as well. They have the type of toothpaste that we have, but we have a very special blend that makes it that much better. And I guess my dad uses it and promotes it all the time. I understand what Roger found in this product. But for me, it's anyone that I feel could be a disruptor is somebody, Zach, that I want to be involved with, because again, I don't want to be inspired. I don't want to follow the pack. To me, that's boring. That's not innovative. That's not very creative. I like people like Roger, great products that are unique, very different. And if you can get in front of people with enough consistency and marketing strategy, it will be a home run. So for me, I bought into the vision and the uniqueness of grind, just why I feel with the right type of persistence, grind mentality, this will be a great product for many years to come and leave a legacy for so many people to understand how to take care of their oral hygiene.
And that tees up what I want to hit with Roger. This call to action for veterans like us, and not just necessarily veterans, combat veterans, we all have that struggle coming back that nobody comes back the same. And I've only had one tour. You've had several more than that, 20 years in the Army, 13 years that you're in special ops, an MBA, a Lean Six Sigma black belt. Obviously, you're a student, not only in the classroom, you're a student of life. You still have your top secret security clearance. I mean, so many things go into like your background, and here you are with toothpaste, right? And somebody may look at that and be like, man, all this, you know, pulling trigger time, and now he's worried about toothpaste. But I think to put it into context, there is so much that goes into what you learned there and to what you're putting into this toothpaste. Share with us, like, if there's a veteran that has any type of idea that they may see as silly, right? Or they might not feel the confidence of taking on the big three of toothpaste. What are those steps that you took in your head to be like, man, this is what I'm determined to do because I know it's going to be a success and I want to share this grind with everybody.
Yeah, no, that's great. I guess it would start with preparing as if, I think of it as like preparing if I'm going to go on another convoy, right? So if I'm going to lead a convoy and I'm going to leave the gate, leave the wire, there's a lot of preparation that can and should go into that, right? So you got to get down to the brass tacks. So when's the last route clearance happened? What's the intel? You know, everything. You got to analyze everything. So that level of detail went into the making of this toothpaste. And I know you're thinking toothpaste, right? It doesn't fit. Like, what? Toothpaste? I get that a lot. Toothpaste. I would never thought of that. Toothpaste, because it's in everybody's hands. Everybody needs toothpaste. Maybe we'll do toilet paper someday. I don't know. Everybody needs toilet paper too. But the point is that whatever the product is, we got to put a level of detail, unmatched detail into it. So that's where it started. So we really, I went down the road. My wife had the moment where she was like, she used some kind of charcoal toothpaste back in the day. And she didn't like the negativity around it for the abrasiveness. She was hearing some bad things. So that was a light bulb moment for me. I was like, okay, we wanted to do something anyway. Well, maybe that's it. So we found a manufacturer here in Utah and we went after it. But a lot of research and development went into it. So I didn't go into it half-baked at all. So we wanted to make sure that we solved the problem right out of the gate with what we came up with. And Marcus kind of touched on it. We got a unique formula. We created, you hear a lot about fluoride-free. There's either fluoride or fluoride-free. What people don't know, most people, is that there's alternatives to fluoride, natural alternatives. So we found two of them. And we didn't just use one, we used both. So we combined both alternatives to fluoride into one paste, which hasn't been done. And then we combined it with charcoal to solve the problem of charcoal being abrasive. And now we have a product that's one of the least abrasive charcoal toothpastes on record. And it's actually meant to strengthen your enamel. So that's kind of how we did it, a very tactical approach to solving a problem.
And that's, I love highlighting that because I think a lot of times we forget from the military world, there's so many applicable things we've learned from rising and grinding, just that motivation to get up and do, and your boots hit the floor at 4 a.m. every morning, you know, doing that. But there's so much more of, especially in the special ops world where you're spending, I've seen it, 24 hours straight just doing route recon or just doing some sort of product research, right? Where you've applied, man, I spent years researching what's the best way for us to go, what's the best path for us to take. And now you're applying that directly into this product. And I absolutely love that piece of it where you've obviously taken those great lessons and applied them just directly into this. And Marcus, I want to throw it back over to you. Where do you see this really going? Where do you see this toothpaste brand, this grind mentality? Is there going to be more? Is this going to be more of a lifestyle shift brand that's going to be one of those that really is all about, like, this is the grind, and these are people that grind, and grinders use grind toothpaste?
To answer your question, I'll say it in two parts, yes and yes. The first yes is, you just said it best. People need something positive to align themselves with. All of us have been affected by COVID. I don't care if it's you lost a family member, or if you've lost your job, or if you've lost, you can't leave the house. In some capacity, everybody in the globe has been negatively affected by COVID, just the way it is. And it sucks and it's horrible. And I wish it would have never happened. But like Roger said, we need to all rise and grind and repeat. We've got to grind through this whole process. So I love the name that he picked. And then the second, yes, it reminds me a lot of my client, Red Gold Quality, who Rogers had the pleasure of talking to their senior VP, a guy named Tim Engel, phenomenal guy, huge sports fan. And Red Gold has a product launch and kind of alignment with Folds of Honor, where they support veterans and give money back off every bottle of ketchup that's done. So Red Gold now, 35%, Zach, of our nation's ketchup is Red Gold. 35%. The only one that hired them is Hunt's. So they're number two in the United States. They are a family-owned business, started in 1942. And now they have over 2,000 employees, have all these great partnerships, all this great stuff going on. This is exactly what I see for Grind Oral Care, that same type of grassroots. Now, the great thing is for us, technology and a lot of things from the 40s are so different today that can help us expedite that. social media, influencers, marketing, television, et cetera. But it's the same mindset and the same principle foundational process. That's what I see with Grind. I see it taking over the marketplace. We have enough people that see the value, like Roger said, the special blend of what he's built to help you with your teeth whitening and strengthening and keep it where it's soft to your gums is something that's very special and unique. But again, it's the same type of strategic and tactical strategies coming together to get from A to Z and beyond. So I see that happening with Grind over time because it's a great product, but it reminds me a lot of Red Gold and how they did it. And now all of a sudden, next thing you know, 35% of our nation's ketchup is Red Gold.
Man, I love that. That's a huge, huge push forward. And I love that because it is such a lifestyle. Like Starbucks isn't a coffee company, right? It's a lifestyle environment. And that's the vibe I get from this brand where it's not just about a toothpaste, right? It's about what we live every day, Roger, what we've lived for years, where it's that grind. And for those veterans, for those civilians, for everybody that's listening, Roger, tell them, why should they buy this product from you? And where's the easiest place for them to go and get this product right here today?
Yeah, so the why is because we're not big paste. We're not big paste. We're some average Joes here getting after it. And we came up with a solid product. And that if you support it right now, I mean, yes, it's a niche product right now, right? It's a charcoal blend. It's niche, but we're not a niche brand. So our goal is to take natural alternatives to fluoride mainstream, which means you see toothpaste on the bottom shelf for about 98 cents. You see toothpaste on the top shelf for about $8.99. And there's all kinds in the mix between those. But what you typically see on a shelf, on a brick and mortar shelf, is fluoride and fluoride free. Where are your other options? So we want to take those other options and make them available to all consumers. And all different facets so that everybody can afford to have the good stuff, right? There's no reason we all can't have the good stuff, right? It's there. It's accessible. In Japan, they've used it for the last 40 years. It's their gold standard. So we want to do the same thing here in America. Where you can find it on our website, grindoralcare.com. You can find us on Amazon. Just search Grind Toothpaste. It'll come up.
I love it. And go ahead and remind the audience where they can find you, more about your mission, overall the brand, all the stuff you're putting out. Remind them where the best way to do that is.
Yeah, so I'm on LinkedIn, Roger Gindelsberger Jr.
Spell that out in the show notes.
Yeah. So Roger, R-O-G-E-R, and then last name Gindelsberger, G-I-N-D-L-E-S-P-E-R-G-E-R. And if there's anybody out there listening that might be, you know, in the same boat I was, wondering what you want to do as far as transitioning goes, and maybe you have aspirations of running your own business. There's a lot of resources out there. Marcus hit on a bunch of them, but there's groups, there's Facebook groups out there. I belong to a few of them. Veterans in Business, I think, is one of them. And we meet regularly. We meet once a week. We share our experiences and we solve problems together. So I'm on a messaging thing with a group of other veteran-owned businesses, and those are we're each other's coaches, and we're there for support as we go through it. So I know I can't do this alone. I rely on a lot of other people to bounce ideas off of and find resources for different things. So you're not alone. I'm not alone. We're in this together.
I love it, man. The community of veterans is like none other, man. I absolutely love it. So definitely y'all reach out, find Roger, find this great content, connect with them. Marcus, go ahead and remind everybody the best way for them to find you, my friend.
They can find us on www.marcus, M-A-R-Q-U-E-S, Ogden, O-G-D-E-N.com. And again, you can go to Grind Oral Care to pick up your toothpaste. You know, again, like I said, somebody that uses it personally, and I'm very much involved in the overall just seriousness and the whole commitment that Roger has brought to the table. It's a phenomenal product. It's a great brand. And again, like Roger said, it's about changing and shifting the mindset. Nobody ever thought in a million years when we started had cars, like even like when I was a kid growing up, nobody ever thought about we ever have electric cars. Electric cars, what are you talking about? That makes no sense. Look at Elon Musk. Nobody ever thought that people would ever get tired of going to shop at brick and mortar stores. Oh, we're going to do that forever. Oh, it's our family Sunday fun day. That's what we do. Jeff Bezos, what are you thinking about? Buy, you know, have stuff shipped to your house? What? That's stupid. Nobody wants to do that. The richest man in the world with over $200 billion and it's still climbing. So again, people need to understand if something is different and unique, doesn't mean it can't work. And that's why I like Grind, because it's unique, it's different, it works. It's just about getting what I call social proof to get things going. And once he has enough social proof, enough influence, it becomes more mainstream. At that time, Roger and Grind will be a household name. So again, I'm very excited about it. And I think where he's going is exactly where we're trying to go. And again, we have a lot of alignment around a shared unified vision, which is why I think we're going to be very great, very good things together.
Man, I absolutely love it. Guys, thank y'all so much for your time. Thank you for inspiring all of us from the professional athlete to the veteran side to just go out and do and keep that grind going. Guys, thank y'all so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast. And I hope you got a ton of value out of what we talked about today. I also want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Knight Protection Services. If you're a leader in a small to mid-sized business that does $5 to $10 million a year in revenue and want to improve retention costs, which could actually add up to being twice your employee's salary, all through creating a safer work environment and saving up to 25% in insurance costs, be sure to visit knightprotectionllc.com.